This is music from the Capitol Backyard on Capitol 106.3, made possible by Homer's Music out on 100th Street in Urbandale. I'm Daniel Bosman. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful Saturday night. And thank you to Benjamin Wagner for joining me in the studio tonight, all the way from New York.
Hey, yep.
Came in just for the show, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm jet-lagged, but I'm something.
Not necessarily just for the show, though. You're actually running in the Hy-Vee Triathlon tomorrow morning and then putting on a rock show tomorrow night.
Yeah, Jason Wallsmith of the Nadas and I got in our head that it would be... Last year, I came out to do the Des Moines Arts Festival. I've been on Authentic for a couple of years, and so I came out to do the Arts Festival with the guys. And he goes, you know, there was a triathlon last weekend. You should do it next year. Authentic will sponsor you. And then I was like, oh, yeah? I said, will you make me a jersey? Which, by the way, I just saw, and they did. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And we got it in our head that it would be cool. I don't know why. I thought it would be cool to do the race in the morning and then play a rock show afterwards. Just this weird compulsive tendency to try and just put crazy things on top of each other. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, tomorrow morning at 6:07, I start the triathlon. And then tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we have that whole big benefit.
Well, I want to talk more about the benefit. Plus, your brand new album just came out. We were saying within the last few days.
Yeah, Tuesday the 17th.
Yeah, The Invention of Everything Else is the name of it. And let's get right into a song then before we get into the meat and find out about the album. You got your guitar here for us. What do you want to play?
I think I'll be playing Giving Up the Ghost.
All right, works for me. It's Benjamin Wagner on Capitol 106.3.
Impossible to scream. Your breath and you begin. Your eyes and start to see. Did I give in the bump? Giving up the ghost. I know it's getting hard to, so much harder to believe. Hold your breath and you begin to breathe. Your eyes and start. Daydream, giving up on the coast, giving up on you, baby, giving up, yeah, giving up the ghost. Did I've given up on the daydream, given up on the coast, given up on you, baby, given up the ghost, given up the ghost, given up the ghost, given up the ghost.
Name of that song was Giving Up the Ghost. It's Benjamin Wagner on Capitol 106.3 in the studio. You can find the song on the album, The Invention of Everything Else. Sounds a lot different, though, because it's not just you and a guitar on really any of the album. You have a whole bunch of players on this with you, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. As I said, I live in New York City, though. I was born in Iowa City. I've lived in New York City for about 15 years. So half of the record is my band, a really talented singer-songwriter out of New York City named Chris Abad, plays guitar and sings background, and then I have a drummer and a bassist. But then I worked with John Locker of the Nadas, bassist, and also has a studio here in Des Moines, with whom I did my first record for Authentic Heartland. And John roped in, you know, kind of the usual suspects from the Authentic family. So Ross, who's a guitar player in the Nadas, and Tony Bonenkamp, and Stephanie Wallsmith, Jason's wife, sings a little bit, and Josh Davis sings a little bit. So yeah, it's a little bit of New York City and it's a little bit of Iowa, kind of like me, I guess, you know. So it really came together quite nicely. But yeah, most of this stuff's really completely fully produced, although it gets a little quieter and more sparse and singer songwriter acoustic towards the end.
So how about the actual recording of the album itself? Since you were in New York and they were here in Des Moines, was there a lot of texting and iPhoning. I don't even think that's a term.
Yeah,
I
just it is now.
Yeah.
I basically recorded the bulk of the tracks in one fell swoop at a studio in Soho, a guy named Travis Harrison at Serious Business. And then I took the tracks home to my apartment in Hell's Kitchen. And I have a walk-in closet that is, you know, I don't know, 12 feet by 5 feet with my wife and my clothes all over it. And I set up my mic in there, and I set up my Pro Tools rig in there, my Apple Macintosh laptop. And I did almost all the vocals in there, and I did a bunch of guitars in there, and I did a bunch of percussion in there. I brought my buddy Chris in there and forced him to record some guitars in my walk-in closet. And that's New York City for you. And then I FTP'd everything to John. And John and I kind of worked together to talk about what the songs needed next and who we thought we could get in on them. And then one by one, he'd bring them in. And Sonic Factory's website has a kind of a live streaming video. So I was able to watch what he was doing while he was doing it. And then I would IM him and say, for example, I think the cello needs to come down in the second verse, or, you know, and we did a lot of emails. I made him insane with my notes because I'm really, I guess, kind of obsessive compulsive about detail. And I knew exactly how I wanted to sound, and he was great. John's great. We've done a lot of stuff together. He's mastered a bunch of other things for me, and he was very patient.
Well, and the end result is The Invention of Everything Else by Benjamin Wagner. This is your second release on Authentic Records, then?
That's right. That's right. It's my second release on Authentic. It's my seventh LP, and like 12th or something, like EP, LP altogether. I'm a little overly manic about putting out records. I love putting out records.
So how's this one? How's The Invention of Everything Else differ from what you've been doing in the past?
Well, you know, primarily, and the reason I called it The Invention of Everything Else has more to do with the lyrics and the time in my life. Sonically, it fits into the body of work pretty nicely, specifically Heartland, which we did before this, John and I, which was actually a similar process, or the record, two records before that, Love and Other Indoor Games and Almost Home. They're actually very similarly cohesive, which is they're grounded in acoustic singer-songwriter stuff. All of them have full band production. All of them deal with similar stuff. My brother actually said to me a couple weeks ago, he's like, well, they're all just basically songs whining about girls. And I was like, that's not cool, man. But I guess that's in part true. And what's different then and what is being invented here is, I met a woman and the woman, you know, actually at a rock show of all things, where I've never, ever, ever had that kind of experience.
What show?
I was playing at Rockwood Music Hall, which is kind of our home venue in New York City on Allen Street in Soho. And this woman, it's funny because I played, the last song we played that night was So Much for My Happy Ending. We covered like that Avril Lavigne song because It would be so weird to hear a bunch of dudes cover it. And this woman, so I'd kind of thrown in the towel on it, right? I was 34 or whatever, I give up. And this woman taps me on the shoulder, and she's just this beautiful blonde, and she says, nice set. And we started talking. And 2 years later, we celebrated our engagement with a show there. I was going to ask her to marry her from the stage, but my friend Chris suggested I do it in somewhere quieter. So my life's just in a very different place, largely because of finding someone that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. And obviously that's going to be reflected in the kinds of songs you're singing and the kind of words you're writing and the things that you're thinking about. Everything else.
Well, I want to play a track actually off of the album. You got your acoustic guitar in here, and we'll get another one of those here before the show's over. First, though, let's play the track Breathe In, the album The Invention of Everything Else. It's Benjamin Wagner on Capital 106.3.
So long, grew tired of believing that everything wrong would find some reprieve. Today was so long, grew tired of the feeling that everything dark is crashing on me. Just breathe in, breathe in. Tonight was so long, grew tired of the dreaming of ashes and bone and broken down. Be strong, you got to believe it. The first morning light will help you to see. And breathe in, got to breathe.
That song was Breathe In. You can find it on the album The Invention of Everything Else. It's Benjamin Wagner on Capital 106.3. I'm Dana Bosman. This is Music from the Capital Backyard. Benjamin Wagner in the studio with me. Thank you very much for joining me on the eve of your triathlon tomorrow.
Yeah. It's funny. I went to race registration but right before I came over here. And I've done 8 New York City marathons. I've done about 8 New York City triathlons and some other races, many, many other races. But I always take for granted that I'll be fine, and then you know, like I'm in shape enough. Like I'm not going to win the thing, but I just like to do them. And sitting through that registration, I was like, wait, you have to do this race and you have to play a rock show. You're an idiot. So stay tuned, man. We'll see how it goes.
Well, and nobody's taking the race lightly because I mean, yeah, this is to get into the Olympics and stuff. There's no chance you could qualify.
No. There's 2 races. There's age groupers. You know, schlubs like me. Although the dudes from 30 to 40 are crazy competitive, and I'm not terribly competitive. But so there's age groups, and then there's the pros. The elites go off later in the afternoon. So I will be long gone nursing a Gatorade in advance of the benefit.
Yeah, getting ready for the said rock show, which is happening at AK O'Connor's in Beaverdale tomorrow night. This thing, I want to talk more about it because I know it was started out as an idea for you just to play at Beaverdale or at AK's since you were going to be here for the triathlon, and it kind of morphed into something else, right?
Yeah, well, Jason and I were talking about, I had said, why don't I do the race, then play a rock show, and we'll call it like, we'll do something with Hy-Vee and the Register, some kind of like charity thing. We thought it'd be cool to raise some extra money for Variety Club, which is the charity for the triathlon. And then it was basically going to be me, and I roped in Josh because he's a buddy, and Jason and Mike, but it wasn't going to be any big deal. And obviously then all the flooding happened, and you know, I haven't been in the thick of it like you guys have. I've just been watching it on CNN and checking in with my friends and family and making sure everyone's okay. But I said to Jason last week that I don't know how you guys view the Nadas in Des Moines, but from my perspective, I always joke with him. I call them the Iowa's favorite sons, and I don't know if that's true, but they're certainly amongst Iowa's favorite. I mean, they're Iowa's rock band in some way, right? And I was like, guys, if you don't do something here, like, who's going to? Let's do something. So we decided to just change the focus a little bit and make it about raising some funds for flood relief. We're gonna give it to United Way of Central Iowa. Whatever we raise, and we're hoping to raise upwards of, you know, $5,000, which I know is a, you know, just a little amount, but I'm a strong believer that that's how change begins, right? Like everybody chipping in on the individual level. So it became that, and now it's almost every band on the Authentic roster is going to play tomorrow night. I mean, that will fill up AKs alone. I don't even think I have the full roster in front
of me. I have somewhat of a list. She Swings, She Sways, which are new to Authentic. Josh Davis, Tyler Thompson Band, who I love. Tony Bonenkamp is going to be probably playing with multiple people, I would guess.
Yeah, yeah. And Josh and Jason and Mike and Will and Jim, I think.
Oh, yeah, from Fat Andy.
I think it's depending on whether Mike and Jason play alone or separate. It's either 8 or 9, you know, kind of different acts. And then I said, why don't we do a silent auction? I have this weird. I put benefits on in New York too, and I did one for youth literacy and over Christmas. So I'm kind of bringing that experience to this. And I've been telling these guys that they should do a record around their silent night thing. Like, let's put out a Christmas record, an authentic Christmas record. Stay tuned for that. Anyway, so I kept trying to make it a bigger and bigger deal. So we're doing a silent auction, and we have all kinds of cool things. From honestly, the thing that's been bid on the most so far is Mike Butterworth on your answering machine. Like, so far, bids are up to $100 for him to just basically say, "Hi, you've reached Benjamin Wagner, but this is Mike Butterworth answering for him. Leave a message or whatever." So that's one thing. I'm gonna write a song for whomever pays the most money about whatever they want, and I will record it and give it to them. Whatever they want, a custom song. Jason, as you may know, Jason Wallsmith is a great photographer. So he's signed and framed a print. And then we have some crazy big things. Fat Andy will have a night of ice hockey with Fat Andy. So you get to hang out in the skybox and watch a hockey game with them. And there's some iCubs tickets that I think KPTL is responsible for. There's some great stuff. I think most of it's on your site or on Authentic Records. But it's gotten big. And then the last cool thing about it is we're going to record it.
The show.
And if it turns out well enough, do a little EP, like a download-only iTunes Authentic Records download-only charity CD. So that, you know, I mean, maybe it's 5 songs, including, and this is where my idea came from, you know, you guys have a great song, The River. I'm going down to the river. I'm going to shake and shiver, you know. And so I said, why don't we do like an all-authentic, all-star version of The River? And, you know, make that a download single, and it's, you know, $10 for 5 songs, and all that money goes to United Way. So you put all those things together, and we might, like, you know, it might be kind of cool.
Well, let's get one last song out of you while you're in the studio before we run out of time. What do you want to play for us next?
This is a song called The Last Time, which is about falling in love for the last time in a good way.
In a good way. All right, Benjamin Wagner in the studio on Capital 106.3.
Thank you. write our names black and white on the freeway so you see it. Maybe you'll notice the lengths that I'm going to. I believe going down for the last time, the last time. I'm afraid there's nothing I can do. Oh no. I believe going down for the last time, the last time. And baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Drive you up to the view above the city, the city. Drink it in like kids snuck away from school. Can't speak, but words are all gone and quitting me and quitting me. So maybe you'll notice the lengths that I'm going to. I believe going down for the last time, the last time. I'm afraid there's nothing I can do. Oh no. And I believe I'm going down for the last time, the last time. And baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. I believe going down for the last time, the last time. And I'm afraid there's nothing I can do. Oh no. I believe going down for the last time, for the last time. And baby, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you. Baby, baby.
Name of that song was Last Time, Benjamin Wagner in the studio on Music from the Capitol Backyard. On Capitol 106.3, you can see Benjamin Wagner tomorrow night after he's done running the Hy-Vee Triathlon. He'll be at A.K. O'Connor's in Beaverdale, a benefit for flood victims, and pretty much the authentic, entire authentic label is going to be there. And I know we went through the names before, but we left out Andy Fleming of Brother Trucker, so wanted to make sure we throw that in. Plus the Nada, She Swings, She Sways, Josh Davis, Tyler Thompson, Tony Bonenkamp, and of course, Benjamin Wagner. Thank you very much for taking the time to do this.
Oh, dude, my pleasure.
On the eve of such a busy day, and good luck tomorrow with the triathlon.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right, stick around. We've got more local tunes on the way on Music from the Capitol Backyard.